You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
In my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, I go over what I believe are the root causes of allergies and chronic illnesses. Now, proper nutrition and a toxic-free environment is key to restoring vibrant health. Today's guest here on Radio MD and Wellness for Life also believes the same principles of health and healing. Dr. Raymond Francis is the author of 5 cutting-edge books on health, including the international bestseller, Never Be Sick Again. His mission is to take people beyond treating symptoms, to reverse the cause of disease, and to empower people to get well and stay well. Great to have you here on Wellness for Life Radio, Ray. Dr. Ray, how are you?
Be here, and I'm terrific. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody else.
Happy holidays to you. Now, I love your title, the best-selling book, Never Be Sick Again. Now, is that truly possible, to never be sick?
Yes, it is truly possible, and we know it's possible because historically there have been pockets of people around the world, including like the Hunza, the Titicacas, and others who have lived very long lives free of disease. So we know it's possible to do that, but we are not doing it, and there are very, very good reasons why we're not doing it. And what we have to do is we have to educate people. That's why I write my books, to educate people, to teach them how to get well, how to stay well, how to never be sick again. And, of course, I've done this myself. At age 48, my death was a medical certainty. At age 48, I was dying of liver failure. And now I'm going to be 80 in a couple of months, and I function like somebody in my 20s. I never get sick. I have boundless energy. I feel fabulous. I my mind is sharp. Anybody can do this. You know, I've had 3 health problems in the last 32 years. Now, find me a 32-year-old who's only had 3 health problems in 32 years. Yeah, I've had 3
That's
health
amazing.
Problems. I had 3 colds, and I have a very good excuse for each cold because having a cold is inexcusable and irresponsible, and you never recover from it, by the way. It does permanent genetic damage. It produces a flood of free radicals, damaging DNA. Not all the DNA gets repaired. So every time you get a cold, you actually get older. You don't want to do that. Getting old is a bad idea.
That's very interesting. You know, I believe that both health and disease is actually on the same line of continuum of wellness. So that it really is up to the person on how they want to, where they want to be with their health. And it sounds
to me
you're similar. You know, you talk about in your book that there is really only one disease. Now, what is that disease to you, and how will this belief affect the way our medicine is practiced today?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. It's a continuum between perfect health and death. And you have to ask yourself, where are you on that continuum, and what direction are you going in, and how fast you're going? And as for one disease, you know, the World Health Organization says there's over 12,500 different diseases. Well, who can cope with over 12,000 diseases? And the answer is nobody. Nobody. Not even the most learned physicians can even begin to cope with over 12,000 diseases. So if we want to teach people how to take care of themselves, we have to make it simple. We have to simplify health. We have to take the mystery out of disease and give people that something that they can deal with. And so what I've come up with is that there's really only one disease, and here's why. Now, see, we're all made of these little microscopic units of life that we call cells. We all started life as one cell in our mother. So we started life as a single-cell organism. You know, a bacterium is a single-cell organism. We started life that way. And now we're multi-trillion cell organisms. Well, guess what? When you were one cell, if that one cell was working the way it's supposed to, you're healthy. No different today. If all your cells are working the way they're supposed to, you're healthy. The only way you can be sick is when a large number of cells malfunction. And that's what disease is. Disease is a malfunctioning cell. And that makes health simple, and anybody can get their arms around that. Is somebody, say you're a doctor, you go to the doctor, and the doctor diagnoses you, and the doctor says, you have cancer. Well, other than scaring the heck out of you, and scaring your family, and ruining your day, and ruining your life, what good does that do you? And the answer is no good at all. It's a useless piece of information. All it does is scare you. Doesn't tell you how you got sick. Doesn't tell you how to get well. Now, let's say this same person goes to another doctor, and the doctor says, well, you know something? You have a large number of malfunctioning cells. Well, now you know how you got sick, and now you know how to get well, because there's only two reasons why cells malfunction. Either they're deficient in things that they need to function properly, or they're getting something that is interfering with their normal function. We call these two problems deficiency and toxicity. So there's only one disease, a malfunctioning cell, only two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity. So it doesn't matter what your disease is. If you properly address the problems of deficiency and toxicity, you will reverse the disease. And I have people, and one of my books is on how to cure cancer. We have people that with stage 4 terminal cancer, they read that book, go home and cure their cancer. Why? There is no such thing as cancer. All there is cells that work right, cells that don't. And when they don't, it's because they're deficient and toxic. And this is truly revolutionary. It could change the way we practice medicine, and it should.
You know, your way of simplifying health is amazing. I love what you're saying. This is so true. The deficiencies of nutrients, I mean, that's part of the problem in our, at least in modern world. You talked about some of these pockets of different, it sounds to me they were tribal, obviously, in different areas of the world. But there, I don't think in modern lifestyle we have, I think one Loma Linda, I believe, in Loma Linda area, it's the Seventh-day Adventists, they really live a long time, don't they? And that's right in Southern California.
They live longer. They live longer because they eat real food. They really make
exactly.
an effort to eat real food, and they stay away from toxins. So there are still pockets. Okinawa, as there's still the Japanese have the longest life expectancy. But the Americans, you know, we spend more money on healthcare than anybody in the whole world. We're number 30 in terms of life expectancy. People,
you're right.
You know, people in Slovenia live longer than Americans. And this
right.
is crazy. We're killing ourselves because we're doing it all wrong. We have all these processed foods. We poison the water with fluoride. We poison the toothpaste with fluoride. We poison all of our kids with vaccinations. I mean, we're destroying our health.
Absolutely. That's all, obviously, all the toxicity portion. So what the cause of disease, as you say, is malfunctioning cells. And because of the malfunctioning cells, we all get all these symptoms. And that's where all kinds of conditions that we deal with day to day, diabetes, heart disease, cancers, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's. And then you talk about that it all has to do with deficiency and toxicity of these cells. And then let's go into what you talk about, the six pathways to health and disease. What are your six pathways?
Well, this again is trying to simplify it to make it easy for the average person to take care of their health. So we have this simple system: one disease, the malfunctioning cell; two reasons why cells malfunction, deficiency and toxicity; and then we have six pathways to disease and health, by the way. Again, you're a continuum, as you said, to disease and health. And the first one is the nutrition pathway. You have to deliver, the cells have a grocery list. You have to deliver the groceries every day. If you don't, you're going to be sick. It's as simple as that. And most Americans are chronically short at least several critical nutrients. So that's the foundation stone of our disease. Then the second pathway is the toxin pathway. Again, there's two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity. The average American is now a toxic waste dump site with literally hundreds of man-made chemicals accumulating in our bodies. And so here you have this poor little cell that's trying to do its job and keep you healthy. And every year you're stuffing more of these man-made chemicals into that cell. Well, how long can it function and do its job? So the second is that, so you have to learn where toxins are. You have to avoid them. You have to support your detoxification system with good nutrients. You have to take out existing toxins, and saunas are a good way to do that. Then the third pathway is the mental pathway, and indeed, you know, the mental pathway may be the most important one of all. What you put into your mouth is, you know, very important to your health. But guess what? What you put into your mind may be even more important. And so, you know, the brain is this huge chemical factory, and it's influenced by your thoughts. Every thought has a biological consequence. And we think a lot of negative thoughts. And we now, you know, we have the studies show that negative thoughts produce bad results, you know, and good thoughts produce good results. So, again, you police what you eat, police what you think. And so the mental pathway, then the next pathway is the physical pathway. We don't get enough exercise. This is critical. One out of three Americans gets little or no exercise at all. I mean, phenomenal, phenomenal. We're the most sedentary people in the history of the world. And also protecting ourselves from physical damage, protecting ourselves from electromagnetic fields and from excessive noise and things like that. The next pathway is the genetic pathway, and this is terribly, terribly misunderstood because people think you're born with genes and the genes determine what's going to happen to you. They're going to determine whether you're going to get diabetes or whether you're going to get cancer, whether you know. And the truth is that's just a lot of nonsense. We all have genes that can predispose us to certain diseases, but you're not going to get those diseases unless you turn those genes on. And the way you turn them on is, again, through deficiency and toxicity. Eating a bad diet turns on a lot of bad genes. The toxins you're accumulating in your cells turn on a lot of bad genes. So, and then our doctors blame the genes instead of blaming you because you're the one that turned them on. So, and the final pathway is the medical pathway. And here again, modern medicine does absolute miracles. I mean, we do miracle brain surgery, miracle orthopedic surgery, trauma care is the best trauma care in the entire world. If you're injured today, you have the best chances of success and living ever. But the minute you step over the line from that kind of mechanical stuff over into the realm of disease, the whole thing falls apart. And 85 to 90% of medical practice has no basis in science. It's basically unscientific gobbledygook, and we've got to replace it. It just needs to be replaced. And people have to understand when they go to their doctor, they have to be very careful because medical intervention is the single largest death in the United States. Over 1 million people a year, about 3,000 people a day are killed by medical intervention in the United States. Properly prescribed prescription drugs, all by themselves, properly prescribed prescription drugs, are the third leading cause of death. So the medical pathway is something that people need to understand to protect themselves from medical intervention. So you know, there's the six pathways, and the whole system is, I teach it to 10-year-olds, and they go out and do miracles with it. It's amazing.
Totally get that. And I'm really glad that you actually included the medical pathway, because there's no doubt, you know, if you've broken your arm, you've got to go to the hospital. If you have a severe systemic infection, you need those antibiotics, and they're going to save your life. But, you know, when it really comes to optimizing your health and day-to-day life, obviously you've got to go the holistic natural route. Now,
absolutely.
You talked about prescription drugs because so many of my patients come into my office wanting to get off of them. And, you know, we do it very carefully. We do it together. I work together with their medical doctor to get them off, getting their health back. But you know what? I want to ask you, in your book, you talk a bit about it, about cutting back on prescription drugs. And that's your recommendation, I'm sure.
Well, cut them out completely. But again, work with someone like yourself, work with your physician to get off of the drugs. You have to understand, you know, let's go back to our original premise. There's only one disease, and there's only two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity. Well, what is a prescription drug? A prescription drug is a toxic chemical that is specifically designed to poison part of the body's operations in order to suppress a symptom. So if you have high blood pressure, I can give you a poison that poisons your kidneys that will lower your blood pressure, but you're being poisoned. If you have high cholesterol, I can give you a cholesterol drug that will poison your liver. It will lower your cholesterol, but you're being poisoned. And by the time you're on three drugs, there isn't anybody on this planet who knows what's going on in your body. You're in biochemical chaos. Well, health is when all of your chemistry is functioning normally. We call this homeostasis. Your body is self-balancing. It's self-repairing. It's homeostasis. When you take a prescription drug, you're poisoning the body. You're throwing it out of homeostasis. In other words, you're causing disease. So prescription drugs cause disease. And
well,
that's one of the reasons why medical intervention is the leading cause of death.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, I hear that all the time, of course, when and sad stories about my patients saying that one of their mothers ended up being, because they're in for just a routine procedure, but she ended up dying from other problems. And that's really sad, especially the prescription, because often people don't realize certain people are actually genetically predisposed to not being able to use certain types of drugs, and they don't even recognize that. You know, I talk a little bit about, I just say that, you know, my practice, I use a lot of supplements and a lot of natural nutrients that are available to take over rather than using prescription drugs, that are not going to give you side effects. You actually have also a website, beyondhealth.com, where you give your best type of nutritional supplements. Can you talk a little bit about what actually...
Well, exactly. Nutritional supplements are a necessity. The National Academy of Sciences did a report several years ago. They said that it is now no longer possible to get all the nutrition you need, even if you eat a good diet. That's how bad things are. That's how depleted the soils are. You cannot get what you need even if you eat a good diet. So the Academy recommended that everybody take at least a multivitamin as a minimum. The problem is most of the multivitamins on the market don't work. And as a chemist, my peers think I'm one of the top experts in the country in vitamin chemistry, and I can tell you that most vitamin supplements do not work, and there are good reasons for that. They're made with synthetics. They're made with chemicals that the body does not metabolize well. And given all that, and even in my own wellness process, when I needed to get well, I ended up designing my own vitamins that are very biologically active, very pure, exceptionally biologically active, and it's called the Beyond Health brand. And that's what I personally take. It's what I recommend to people.
Dr. Francis, real quick, regarding your supplements, you know, I get often at times, where are your raw material found? Is it from China? I get this asked at least once a week about,
Well, we try to avoid that. The problem is, for example, let me give you vitamin C. Virtually all the vitamin C in the world today is made in China. The Chinese simply put all the Europeans out of business. I pride myself on having the highest quality supplements in the world. And I got to tell you, I have spent so many hours and so much time over the last several years assuring the quality of our vitamin C And they're not getting the same results anymore. I go to medical meetings. I belong to three medical societies, and I go to medical meetings, and you listen to the conversations, and the doctors will be saying, you know, I used to get really, really good results with intravenous vitamin C, and I'm not getting those kinds of results anymore. And when you hear that from a lot of people, you have to stop and ask, well, why is that happening? What's going on here? And part of the problem is that almost all of vitamin C coming out of China is made from genetically modified corn. You know, there are all kinds of strange things going on. So to assure the quality is a never-ending battle, and it's one that I fight every single day to maintain the quality of my vitamins. Because I take my own.
Right, of course. You know, I added up, because I take about 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C with bioflavonoids 2,000 to 3,000 a day. And one time I added up all the fruits and vegetables, what it takes for you to get 1,000, and it's at least 11 fruits and vegetables, Dr. Ray. That's a lot of food. Right. And so, you know what? I know exactly what you're saying. We got to get the best quality, and beyondhealth.com is your website. You also have a website, RaymondFrancisAuther.com, isn't that right? And that's where you can get your book.
Yeah, RaymondFrancisAuther.com. You can get the books there, but there's also a wealth of information on there, and also you can subscribe and get high-quality health information on a weekly basis. We send out a little article and a video once a week.
No kidding. I'm going to have to
You need to educate yourself. I mean, that's the whole thing. Knowledge is power, and the ordinary, you know, the average person doesn't have the knowledge they need to know what to do. I mean, the average person goes to the grocery store and buys a bottle of Centrum, you know, and that's their vitamin. They don't understand. They don't know what really makes a vitamin work versus one that doesn't work.
Right.
And so they're wasting their money. They're just all wasting their money. And they're harming their body because the body isn't getting what it needs. But the knowledge is there, and that's what I do. I mean, the knowledge is in my books, in my articles, and so anybody who wants to avail themselves of that knowledge, it's available to them. But the results, I mean, when you do it right, are just so fabulous. I mean, here I am, and, you know, I'm going to be 80 in March.
Love it.
I literally feel like I'm in my 20s. I mean, I just bounce around like a rubber ball. I fly all over the world. I just came back from a trip to the Middle East. I made 50 speeches in 16 days.
And, wow.
Yeah, and I flew over there. It was a 15-hour flight. I got off the plane, started working. Everybody around me had a cold. I went through that whole thing. Did I catch a cold? Of course not. I was the only one that was just doing well.
You know? Right.
Let me ask you then. Dragging.
Before we're done, because we just have maybe a few more minutes left, I want to ask, what is your day like, your daily routine? So meaning what kind of meals and what kind of supplements you might have. It doesn't have to be all in detail, and what kind of exercises you do. I'd like to know your daily routine, Dr. Francis.
Well, it varies from day to day, but in general, I do not eat processed foods. I do not eat sugar. Get the sugar out of your life. Sugar is a deadly poison. Get it out of your life. I do not eat wheat. I do not eat dairy. I try to eat as many fresh vegetables and fresh fruits and nuts and legumes. Pretty much I eat a plant-based diet. Yesterday I had a very nice vegetable omelet for breakfast. So I do eat some animal protein, but I don't necessarily eat animal protein every day or more than once a day. I try to get in as much exercise. I ride my bike. In fact, I ride my bike with a teenage neighbor, and I don't have any problems keeping up with him. And I rebound and I swim. You've got to keep moving. You absolutely have to keep moving. But very importantly is get the toxins out. I sauna twice a week. I have my own sauna. I sauna twice a week for an hour to an hour and a half. I've been doing that now for 30 years. and we try to measure the toxins in my body. You can't measure them.
Amazing. You know, I use a sauna myself. I'm from Korea, and in my culture, going into a sauna has been a natural thing. I've been doing, I'm 55 now this year. I mean, going on 55. So I'm right there with you. I believe, I mean, everything you do, I am also, and that's the one thing that I share with all of my patients and the people in my books. Everything is similar. Plant-based is the way. Organic is the way. The detoxing is super important. Right now, I'm actually going through my own liver detox with my patients. And we have a sauna in my office. So we're doing both internal cleansing and external cleansing.
Excellent.
Boy, you're living the best life. And I can't wait to continue my life and listen, you know, be able to speak like you when I'm 80. It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to still be speaking the same way when I'm 90, so.
I believe that. I totally believe that. What I love about you is that, you know, your work is so easy to understand for the public, for the consumer, and these are the ones that are all needing help in. And you also help other doctors being able to explain what health is really about, being able to share that with their patients so that they understand it too. Often doctors can be very technical and it's difficult. It's very difficult for the patient communication. So I thank you so much for being here. Okay, so the book you can get at RaymondFrancisAuthor.com. BeyondHealth.com is where you can get all his nutritional supplements. Please go back to RaymondFrancisAuthor.com and sign up for his website, for his newsletter, etc. Thank you so much. Great information. All right. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.